The Mishnah on Tazayin Amid Aleph. Bottom Mishnah on Tazayin Amid Aleph. Zechayim b'Shuas m'Nedarim. What we learned before is the severity of Shuas over Nedarim. And that is going back, as the Gemara will explain, going back to the fact that you can make a Shua on a Nedarim Shein b'Mamish that works biblically. That's what the Gemara is going to say. And the Mela, it is a Neder when you do it on a Nedarim Shein b'Mamish, albeit that it's rabbinic. But Shua is biblical. So there is a stringency that Shua has over Nedarim. That Shua is Chal on a Nedarim Shein b'Mamish, biblically. The person swears he won't eat. It is a totally biblical oath, and by neder, it doesn't exist. Where is nedarim more severe than shua? Meaning, not in its punishment, because shua is much more severe in punishment, but where is a neder chal when a shua is not? Okay, so, he says, I ban a sukkah that I will do. Now, over here, there's a big shayla. The achronim want to bring, some achronim want to bring a raya from the language of sukkah shani oisa, that there's a mitzvah to build the sukkah. There's a Rashi in Makkos, Chesem Aleph, that also seems to, that seems to indicate the same. However, most achronim, and again, I didn't do a head count, but most achronim seem to say that when you say, I'll do tefillin, you don't make, I'll make tefillin. I'll do sukkah doesn't mean I'll do the building of the sukkah. It's a reference to how people say they'll do the mitzvah. So even though the mitzvah is not to make a sukkah, but to sit in the sukkah, the Mishnah doesn't mean that I won't build the sukkah. The sukkah is banned from me from building. It's saying the sukkah I won't do, meaning the sukkah is banned from me. Therefore, I won't sit in the sukkah. The sukkah that I will sit in is banned from me. So it's on the item of the sukkah. And isa here does not mean build, but rather do the mitzvah. That's what the achronim seem to say. And they don't seem to agree to the idea that there's a mitzvah to build a sukkah, which is very controversial anyway, because it seems that there is no such mitzvah. At least it's a machloikas Rashi and other Rishayim. Lulav shani naito, tulun shani maniach, b'nedarim aser b'shuas mutter. By nedarim it's aser, and by shuas it's mutter, she'ein nishbam la'avar ha'mitzvahs. Because you can't swear to go against the mitzvah. And the reason for that is because the pasuk by Shua, the Gemara is going to bring the pasuk, Lohare Lehetev. The Torah writes a caveat in the halacha of Shua that you have to be able to make the Shua both ways. I will or I won't. Anything that you can't do both ways, the Torah did not allow for Shua to work. I can't say I won't sit in the sukkah because I already swore to sit in the sukkah. By Har Sinai, I swore to keep all my mitzvahs. Therefore, you have an oath to sit in the sukkah. So how can you come along and swear not to sit in the sukkah? It would be an oath against an oath. Therefore, even if you swear to sit in the sukkah, pashit nachal, because you already had the oath, and ain't shua chal al shua, as we will see. Because a shua has to be able to go both ways, either negative or positive. I will eat, I won't eat. I will go, I won't go. I can't say I will or won't eat in the sukkah. You can't say that, because sukkah is an obligation that you swore to keep. Therefore, you can't do the opposite. The Gemara will talk about it, so we'll leave it for the Gemara. Zakt, the Gemara Vayikra. Chaymer b'chlal the nederu. Now, writing the words that Shua is more severe than neder is writing that it seems to indicate that it's more severe, but it is a neder. If not, you wouldn't use the word Chaymer b'shuas b'nedarim. It's mashma, there is a Shua, and there is a neder, but the Shua is more stringent. Right. So the question is, we thought, the Gemara and the Havamina thinks, it's going back on the halacha of Lakarbon Layaychalach, at Lakarbon Layaychalach, which the Mishnah said is mutter. So it's mutter. It's not even a neder. So why would the Mishnah call it Chaymer b'shuas minidorim, which the Gemara understands to mean it is a neder, but it is a less severe neder. Whereas in the case of Lakarbon Layaychalach, the Mishnah had said it's not a neder. So the word shouldn't be, it's more severe as Shua over a nether. Over a nether seems to say it is an existing nether, but is less severe than the Shua. That's how the Gemara understands it. In fact, the Gemara, Ba'amutr Ketani, says it's mutter. Zok Darash, right over here. Ha'amutr Ketani. Salgadai, Dakar Mishaychalach Koi. going back to the case of carbon shaykhalach. But haktani mutter, the mashal having the klal. But listen to the chaymer ben shvuos ben adarim, the lashon ha-mishnah, that shvuos are more severe than the darim, mashma the neder havi, it is a neder, el the loichamer to shvua, it's just not as severe, as strict as shvua. And for the Gemara, that's not what the Mishnah is going on. And for the Gemara, I say for the Edith Baba, Ketani. It's going back, I say for the Edith Baba. It's not going in the case of Vakar B'Leichalach. It's going on the Sefer, which says Shua She'eni Yashin She'eni Medaber She'eni Mahalach Hasar. That was the Mishnah afterwards. That wasn't talking about Neder, it was talking about Shua. And it said a person can make a Shua Medaber She'eni by Mamish. That, the Mishnah says, Chaymer, then Chaymer B'Shua's Medadarim. The Neder is also a Neder, rabbinically. But it's a Neder. Therefore, it is an existing neder, but less severe than the shua, because shua is biblical and neder is rabbinic. Zokter Rashi, I'll say for the idach chani yashin for kim nalel davi bal yachum adrabonim. We said before that even by neder there is a rabbinic bal yachum, so it is an existing neder, rabbinic. Therefore, the contrast is shua is more severe than the neder. Zokter Gemara Vayter, chayim ben adarim ben mishuas ketzad. Now, interestingly enough, the question is, when a person swears not to eat in the sukkah, it's also a non-shua. So we say, chaymim in the dar, maybe shuas, which mashma, there is a shua, but there's no shua. There is a big shaila. The simple answer is to say, I don't know if the Rush will address it, I don't remember, but the simple answer is to say that it's a shua shove. A person who makes a shua that can't work just made a needless shua, and he gets malchus or shua shove. So it wasn't that the shua is not nothing. Unfortunately for him, the shua got a malchus, not for sitting in the sukkah, but for making a shua that he won't sit in the sukkah, which is not chal, so that's a shua shav. So there is the concept of a shua shav here, so therefore it is a shua. It's just not the same as a neder. It's not chal on what he wanted to be chal. Anyway, back to Gemara. Rav Kahana Masni Amar V'Gidla Marav. Rav Kahani learned the following statement that Rav Gidla quoted Rav. Rav Tavyumi Masni, I'm Rav Gidla, I'm Shmuel. Rav Tavyumi quoted it from Rav Gidla, the name of Shmuel. So there's no argument here in the halacha. It's just, who is the source of this halacha, Rav or Shmuel? Minayin shein nishboam lavar la mitzvahs. How do I know that you can't swear to be over the mitzvahs? Tamud leimer layachol dvaroi. Dvaroi layachol. First, we bring this pasuk. It says, don't break your word. That means if it's your word, you're not allowed to break it. But if there is a Rebbeinu Shleilim's word, so then you can break your word in the case when you're conflicting with the Rebbeinu Shleilim's word. So it's going on, interesting. Ish ki yidur nedel Hashem, ayishav ashua, layachol dvaray. So we're saying, Yachol Dvaray means don't break your word in a regular case. But when you're facing Hashem's word, then you can break your word. Zok Rashi. Let's just give a chance. How do I know if a person swore to a mitzvah that it doesn't work? The answer is, because the pasuk said layachol dvaray, could have said layachol dibor, layachol adibor. What's dvaray? So we're medayek. Don't break your word when you're not conflicting with the Rabbi Nishlam's word. But when you are conflicting with the Rabbi Nishlam's word, the Rabbi Nishlam's word trumps. Yes.
But both cases, this is the shvur shav. The shvur is not chal, but the shvur shav, right?
Right.
So why is that less than layachol dvaray?
Again, it is a different lav. It's meaning neder is chal and shua is not chal. The shua he can sit in the sukkah, and neder he can't sit in the sukkah.
But onish wise, it's the same, right?
For different things. Again, when we say a shua is chal means he has to keep it. We don't say a shua is chal and a shua is shav. It's not chal. It's nothing.
Oh, it's just a.
It's a total difference.
No, it's
not. It's a difference. Can he sit in the sukkah or not? Is he this man allowed to sit in the sukkah? Yeah. And by neder, so it means neder is stricter. He can't sit in the sukkah. He can't sit in the sukkah. There he can sit in the sukkah.
We don't see far right in that case. When he does the neder.
Ah, so now we have to see why is neder different. Well, Yahud Varai seems to go on both, right? So the answer is, and the Gemara assumes that you know the answer, that it says, Ishki Yidur Neder Lashem. What is the word Lashem doing? Ishki Yidur Neder. What's Lashem? No neder doesn't need to be for Hashem. God bans himself from a piece of bread. Has anything to do with, I mean, everything has to do with the Rabbanim Shlomo. But in practicality, does it have anything to do with Hashem? Again, I'm reading the words in the Pasuk in Parshas Matthew. There's a lot of things that have to do with Hashem. Kabbalahs have to do with Hashem. Davening has to do with Hashem. Krishma has to do with Hashem. I got it all. Again, Ishki Yidur Neder Hashem. What's the word Hashem doing there? The Gemara Darshan, that by neder, even if it conflicts with Hashem. And Shua not. The Gemara has a problem. Hashem is written between neder and Shua. So why are you saying Hashem is going on back and not on forth? Why don't we say Hashem is on a Shavu Shua also? If you need a net in Hashem, are you Shavu Shua?
All right.
Again, why are we saying Dvaroy on one and not on the other, and Hashem on one and not on the other? Frankly, Gemara, Maishna, neder the Sivish Gidin, not neder Lashem, Layahu Dvaroy, even if it's Lashem, Shuan Anichsev, or Yishavish Shuan Lashem. Now, it doesn't say Yishavish Shuan Lashem. It says, Ishkidin, neder Lashem, or Yishavish Shuan. But to us, Lashem is going back and forth. Layahu Dvaroy. Abaya says, it's a logical difference. Let's read the rest first. Even if it's Negeya straight against the Rabbi Nishlalim, he can't break his word. Now, it doesn't say that. Hashem is going back on Shua, going forward on Shua like it's going back on Eder. And for the Gemara, the answer is logical. There's a reason to say that Hashem is only in what's behind it, not in what's in front of it. Why? I'm not buying him. Now, Bai and Rav are going to say basically the same answer, but they're going to disagree on another point. But as far as the answer is concerned, they're both going to go with the same answer. The one, he goes directly against Hashem's word, and one, he circumvents Hashem's word. A guy who bans sitting in the sukkah or having pleasure from the sukkah is not saying, I'm not doing the mitzvah directly. He's saying, this item is banned from me. The consequence will be, he can't do the mitzvah. Whereas, if a guy says he won't sit in the sukkah, that is directly going against the word of Hashem. So therefore we'd say, neder makes sense that it works even if it ends up against the mitzvah, but you're not directly confronting the mitzvah. You are consequentially confronting the mitzvah, avoiding the mitzvah. Masha enke by shvua, it's a direct confrontation. Dr. Gemara Marabaya. Hadam ha'no ha'sukkah alai, hadam ha'shvua shloyanim ha'na sukkah. What he says, the pleasure of sukkah is forbidden to me. So that's indirectly confronting the mitzvah. And the other one he says, I swear not to have pleasure from the sukkah, which is a direct confrontation with the sukkah. With the mitzvah. Dr. Rush. I'm Rabbi Hadam and Rasukah Lai. Kalima. Hainu time in the Gabi Nether, the Shinab Yudu Lashem, Chadorim Cholam Azar Mitzvah. Bishop the Chol Nether, Isra Chafet Solov. By Nether, he answers the item. Hilkachaina Nidra Kinai de Levatel Samitzvah. It doesn't look like he's going against the mitzvah. Sharlai Kibbal Alatzvai. He never accepted upon himself that he won't do the mitzvah. Ela Isra Chafet Solov. Therefore, a machilum ladav davar asalai. You can't give him something that he's banned from. He's not saying, I won't do the mitzvah. He's saying the item is forbidden. Therefore, he won't be able to do the mitzvah. By shvua, he's banning himself. Lav kol kaminir lav skiya satsim mechiyav mitzvah. He has no right. He has no ability to remove himself from the chiyav mitzvah. Hilchos deshinan l'Hashem al isha v'shua. Therefore, we don't darshan Hashem on isha v'shua. That's what the Rav says.
When a person circumvents it, so what has he done?
Listen, he's not getting Eilam Haba, but not sitting in the sukkah.
I'm fine. But if I'm saying, is there anything technically wrong?
I don't know what you mean by that.
I don't know. Is he getting punished?
For not sitting in the sukkah. I don't know how you deal with it, what I say. It makes me feel guilty when I'm about to, what I say. It's after Yom Kippur already, you know what I mean? No schmoozing there.
You
go to
somebody else's sukkah?
No! Sukkah is banned from me. You didn't say my sukkah. No, that's not the Shabbat Gemara. It's not that he can do the mitzvah elsewhere. It's that, again, see, let's step back. Without the word Lashem, maybe it wouldn't be a difference. Maybe without the word Lashem, we would say neder also is not chal, but it confronts the words of the Rabbi Nishlev. But the Pasuk said Lashem. So the Pasuk allowed it to confront the Rabbi Nishlev's mitzvah. So then why can't Shua? The Tabaya, it's a big difference. One is direct and one is indirect. Again, without the word Lashem, I don't know if we would say anything by neder. The Gemara brought the Pasuk Lashem. The question was, why doesn't Hashem allow Shvua also? Rabbi said there's a big difference. One's direct and one's indirect. No, he won't be able to sit in the sukkah. He'll be mevatel da'aseh. But we can't force him to sit in the sukkah because he'll be over a lav.
Could have said his
sukkah
also, right?
But that's not the Gemara saying. We would be limiting the Gemara to something it didn't say.
I see.
You have a kind of master, Kasha. What happened to Esther Deichel? It says, the mitzvah that they have sukkah should be Deichel Lava Vayachel. The answer is, there's an assay by Neder also. Kal Yaitim Yipim Yasa. So Neder has two things. Assay and Loit Esther Vay, and Esther Deichel Loit Esther Vasay. No, it can't be Baruch Leif's case. Because then it would be a totally different thing. Then you would say, I can keep the mitzvah in here, I can't keep the mitzvah. That's not what it says. It would be a different Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say because he can keep sukkah anyway. If that were the case of the Gemara should have said a very simple answer. In the case of when he bans the sukkah on him, he can sit in somebody else's sukkah. In the case when he says he won't sit in the sukkah, he can't sit in anybody else's sukkah. Again, so I don't know if you were here when I pointed out that the Achrayim say Shani Yaita has nothing to do with making the sukkah, it has to do with doing the mitzvah sukkah. I did address that issue.
You said there was a mitzvah to build a sukkah from here.
Some Achrayim want to bring a riot to that. Yeah. However, halacha, we don't paskin that way. Last year, again, I mentioned this was all addressed at the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
Okay. Zukt the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rava, b'chimitzus lahenis nitnu. He won't have pleasure from the sukkah. Sitting in the sukkah is not pleasurable. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah v'av lahenis nitnu. And for the Gemara El Amar Rava, with the same approach as Abaya, but with a slight twist. Had Amar Yeshiva sukkah lai, v'had Amar Shvur shle eshiv sukkah. Didn't talk about pleasure. It's not pleasurable to sit in the sukkah. Mitzvah Lav Lahenis Nitnu. We don't view the pleasure of keeping a mitzvah as pleasure. But he said the sitting of the sukkah is banned from me. Right? My body won't sit in the sukkah, meaning my body is banned from the sukkah. The sukkah is banned from my body. So therefore, that's a violation of his nether when he sits there. And an item is banned from him sitting there. It's the same answer. One's direct and one's indirect. But Rav is avoiding the pleasure issue. And he's saying, forget about pleasure, it's the sitting, the act of sitting.
The act of sitting is entering the sukkah. And I've seen people stand up while they eat in the sukkah.
It's a tag. You can stand up anywhere.
They make a laser.
That's a big shilas. How much shilas do you have to sit when you make the laser?
Because of the silk or because of eating?
Because it says laser, but it doesn't.
I understand that, but I think
I'm not kidding around. It's a halacha about Kiddush. Some people hold you have to sit down by the late Shabbat.
I've seen it in two schools already last week. The people
there's no chairs. They stand. What are they supposed to do?
But they're still saying late Shabbat.
Yeah, because there are many parts that late Shabbat means to be occupied in sukkah, not to actually sit.
So in this case, it's
I have no idea. Pashtus, it means sitting in the sukkah. Maybe it means being in the sukkah. I don't know. Again, the word means to sit. Now, you want to know Hilchas Sukkah? It's a totally different thing. It's nothing to do with this Gemara. He banned himself from sitting in the Sukkah. Now, if he'll be yoyt in the midst of Sukkah by standing, so yeshiva means to dwell in the Sukkah, to be in the Sukkah.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
Hold a second. Somebody's talking.
What I understand is that he can't even enter the Sukkah. Is that correct?
He can't be in the Sukkah. I'll put it that way. I don't like the word enter. I like the word be in.
What is the difference?
I don't know. It's not the entry. It's the being in. I'm going to be careful with my words because there might be somebody here that comes up with a difference. Yes. Right. That's not yeshiva sukkah. Correct.
Do you want to do that? A shortcut?
Why not? It's not a show.
I don't know.
Not a show. Yes, Dr. Brace.
Curious, who says to sit down? Because my minhag is to stand for Kiddush, sit down for Leisha, and stand up again for the Shafiyan on the first night, and then sit down on the second night for the Leisha.
We're not learning Hilchas Sukkah now. You take a look at Shulchan Aruch, there are different shittas about whether you have to sit by the Leisha. I don't have a Mishnah Berurah in front of me to tell you the different shittas.
Thank you.
I stand for everything. From the beginning of Kiddush, to the end of the Kiddush, through the Leisha, and through the Shafiyan. That's what I do. That's what my father did. That's what I do. There are different shittas. What Leisha Basukah means. You have to actually sit or not. I mean, I'm talking about when I make Kiddush at night. When I make Kiddush by day, I sit. So I say my Leisha sitting. You know what I mean? It's not like I, the Dafka, stand up. But you sit down for Leisha. The Rishayim that say you have to sit by Leisha.
Right.
Okay. Now, there's a kash over here. Let's do the rush first. So the Rush is stressing. Rabbi agrees with Abaye's answer, in theory. He's just questioning Abaye's choice of what he's banning. That's not called a pleasure keeping a mitzvah. So therefore, Rabbi changes it to Yeshiva Sukkah Lai. Now, quite a number of a big kasha here. We had a run that we spoke out, that if a person has physical pleasure while they're doing the mitzvah, we don't say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu is the hana of keeping the mitzvah. But the physical pleasure is a pleasure. We had that when a person banned tashmish. Shainim asked the kasha, mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu, the answer, but if you enjoy it, you enjoy it. That was the run answer. The Rashba argues, but that's what the Ran says. So the question is, what's wrong with Abaye Hanah Sukkah Lai? There's a pleasure of sitting in a sukkah. So there's many different terutzim and achreinim. The easiest one to understand is it's not pleasure to sit in the sukkah when you can sit in your house. Meaning, you have another place to sit. You're not having pleasure because you're sitting in the sukkah. I could be sitting in my living room. If I didn't have where to sit, and the only place I had to sit was the sukkah, so I could rest my weary bones when I sit down in the sukkah and relax, then that's a physical pleasure. But I have a place to sit 20 feet away, and I have a place to sit here. That's not called the pleasure of sitting in the sukkah, of the sitting, because the sitting can be done right outside the sukkah. The pleasure of a sukkah is only the added mitzvah. Again, that's one of the terutzim said. There are many other different terutzim said, but that's the answer that is the easiest one to say. And therefore, it's not viewed as a physical pleasure of sitting. Yes, doctor.
I think
what
the text said, I just don't understand that answer at all. If you're eating a donut and having a marvelous time,
that's not negated by the fact that you can be eating a bowl of cereal and having a marble time. The pleasure is coming from the action itself.
Okay, the muscle is a terrible muscle. Now, you have to excuse me. Because to you, maybe donuts and cereal taste the same. To me, they don't. And therefore, the pleasure of eating a donut far surpasses eating Cheerios.
I will actually do something I do extremely rarely, which is big Aramaic Hebrew or something. But Lavdaka, obviously, I did not mean, donut or cereal. If I had a recliner in the sofa and a recliner in the house, the pleasure of sitting in the recliner in the sofa and the pleasure of sitting in the
Right, I'm going to agree with you. I just spoke out that one answer. There are other answers given to it, but that's you're right. I mean, I'm not going to argue with you because I'm agree with you. But the Achrayim that say that if I can match that pleasure without the sukkah, it's not called physical pleasure from the sukkah. Again, we can sit here and debate it. I'm just saying it to my Achrayim.
I went out to the sukkah to talk to my
Achrayim
because inside the house with little kids. Was I allowed to do that?
Why not?
It was also much more comfortable. We went there because it's more comfortable.
You're right. So if it was more comfortable, the sukkah, then you had pleasure for the sukkah. If it's a nice, hot day, your air conditioner is not running inside, you want to sit in the sukkah because it's at least it's cooler. Again, that would be a kasha dera. These achrayim are answering the case when you could have gotten the pleasure elsewhere. Therefore, it's only the mitzvah. You're right. You're right that if it's more pleasurable physically to be in the sukkah, then you wouldn't be able to say mitzvah on the head of mitzvah, according to the Rav. Then you are getting physical pleasure.
Is that mutter?
No, mitzvah on the head of mitzvah just says there's no pleasure from the mitzvah of sukkah. But if you get physical pleasure, the Rav said it's usher.
That was
up
for me to do that.
No, because you didn't make a netter.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't make a netter.
You can have physical pleasure from the sukkah all you want. Adarabha, taste you gain taduru. We want you to enjoy sukkah.
So if you make a netter to have pleasure, that's the problem.
The Gemara said, Rava says Abaya, you can't have your answer a pleasure because Mrs. Lava Henderson, there's no pleasure in sukkah. The question was, the Ran said, when there's physical pleasure, it is considered pleasurable. So aren't you having physical pleasure? So I offered one of the terusim that anything you could do outside as well as inside, the physical pleasure of sitting, is not called physical pleasure from the sukkah. That's all. You didn't make an edit, you can enjoy the sukkah all you want. We want you to enjoy the sukkah. We want you to relax there, we want you to enjoy there. You got a mitzvah every second during the sukkah. Something in my life. Ushain is born lava on mitzvahs mahokan avkalei? Mahasan avkalei. The concept that you can't swear to go against the mitzvah, we've derived it from it says, the Yahu Dvaroi. We have a different pasuk. Why do I need two psukim? The Tanya, Yochel Nishba Levatos HaMitzvah LeBitul Yochel Yechayim. I would think of a guy swore not to do a mitzvah, and then he did it. Right? He swore not to do the mitzvah, and he didn't keep his shvua of not keeping the mitzvah, which means he did the mitzvah. I would think he's chayim for breaking his oath. Talmud Lomer Lahar Alehetiv. Mahatav Rishos. Just like he has the right. Person just swears to do something, hatava. It is something that is optional. It has to be that the shvuah to not to do is also within his option. Guy swears to eat, he doesn't have to eat. He wants to eat, he doesn't want to, he doesn't. So he obligates himself. Also, when he swears not to eat, it's also because it's an optional thing. He could eat, he could not eat. It's going on. He's obligating himself to do something that is optional, either in the positive or in the negative. He doesn't have the right to swear not to sit in the sukkah. The Bnei Shlom said to sit in the sukkah. So therefore, even if that shvuah is not chal, because he doesn't have the right of vahara. So why do we need two psukim? So why do I need zvara?
Rabbi, but he has bechira.
But it's not, you're right. You have bechira to eat chazer, but you really don't have bechira to eat, meaning you have physical bechira to eat chazer, but you don't have the right to choose to eat chazer. So therefore, it's not really your, see, you're right in one sense and wrong in another sense. You're right that physically a person can eat chazer. But it's, you're wrong in the sense that the rules of the Torah forbids him. So really, it's not
right. But he has no spiritual option. But all
correct.
Of this is about
correct.
Him exercising his physical option. All of this
saying,
is about him.
We're saying by the Torah writing Lahara Lahetiv, the Torah is saying it's something that spiritually he has the right to exercise both negative or positive.
But the subject matter of what he's doing to himself is essentially physical in all these examples, is it not?
That's true. But by the Torah writing Lahara Lehitiv, the Torah is trying to tell you it has to be something that he is allowed to do optionally.
All
right. The Rush is pointing out that the Gemara in Shuas is going to say, who says that Lehitiv means when it's optional? Maybe Lehitiv means even when he has to do it. Why does the Gemara assume that? He says, learn Shuas, you'll find out. And for the Gemara, Chatkor Lemifte Mikar Mishua, the Chatkor Lemifte Milav Mishua. The Pasuk of Lahari Lehitiv is dealing about bringing a carbon for violating a Shua B'Shaykit. A guy violates a Shua B'Shaykit. He swore to eat, and he didn't eat, he forgot, or thought he was allowed to violate it for whatever reason. So then he brings a carbon. So the Torah says the karma for violating Yeshua is only Lahara Lehitiv. Layahu Dvara is the lav. For that one gets Malkus, for doing it willingly, breaking Yeshua willingly. So Layahu Dvara says for Hashem, he can break his word. So there are two psukim. One says that to get Malkus, to get punished, one has to has to be within something not against Hashem. One says to bring a carbon, which is not a punishment but an atonement, that's also limited to a shvua that's Baharai Lahit, that's not against Hashem. Yes, doctor.
Oh, it's just not
to raise,
which may not be
interested. Fine. Okay. You get for sure shove, but not for breaking your word. Again, Avraham asked this question 25 minutes ago. And that is, you're going to get punished for shvua shove. You made a shvua that doesn't work. An oath for no reason is an avera. But you're not going to get punished for not sitting in the sukkah. For sitting in the sukkah. It's not an oath that works. It's an oath that's a needless oath. So it gets you punished for making a needless oath, but it doesn't get you punished for breaking the oath.
That's what we use Dvari for?
Dvari, but when it's Hashem's word, you're allowed to break it. Which means the shvua didn't work on you.
Get punishment from what?
For making the oath to begin with.
What's the law of Shua
Shav? Hashem Elokecha Lashav. By the way, it's a whole discussion in Shuas, what Shua Sheker, what Shua Shav, which is the law for which. But let's just take the simple way. L'siz Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. It's in the Ten Commandments. One shouldn't make oaths needless. I can't hear what
only for Tfar Rishus.
Yes. Now, the Gemara in Shuas questions that. Who told you? See, and this is where Harvey's question becomes better. The Gemara says, it's assuming that Lehetiv is something that you have an option to do or not to do. Who says? Maybe you swore to sit in the sukkah. Now you don't have an option not to swear, not to sit in the sukkah. The Gemara assumes there that everything that's good, to eat, all these positive things are good, is things that you could or not could not do. And the Gemara in Shua says, who told you? So that's the sugya in Shua. Let the Mishnah write.
Are you supposed to came to Duru? Are you doing a veru when you don't go into the sukkah, when you can't?
Let's say it this way. You're only obligated to eat and sleep in the sukkah. Every other mitzvah in this time, you don't have to be in the sukkah. Because you don't have to be home. So you don't have to be in the sukkah. Teshu Ketaduru says, you don't have to be home either. I can spend my whole day in my car. So I can spend my whole day somewhere else, not in my sukkah. I don't have to be in my house. I can spend my day in the field. There's again, the only thing that I'm obligated to do in a sukkah is eat and sleep. I get a mitzvah for every second I spend in the sukkah. I don't have an obligation to spend every second in the sukkah. It's a big difference between obligation and getting a mitzvah.
Okay, so if I sit in the house and learn, I'm not doing any of heroes.
No, but you're not getting the mitzvah of sukkah. In fact, the Gemara says that if you learn better at home, you shouldn't sit in the sukkah.
Is there a reason why they...
going on Shua. It's in the same pasuk. So that's our first question. Just understand, why is Dvari on one and not on the other? Why is Hashem on one and not on the other? That's a much more direct question than to worry about that we have another pasuk. First, let's understand this pasuk.
This pasuk already is problematic.
So therefore, we explain the Abaye and Rava to explain why Dvari is going on Shua and Hashem is going on Nether. Once we did that, we now move on to the next question. We have another part.
This question, the same question, they both have the same problem.
Yeah. Again, the first question was understand your drasha. Sakta Mishnah Vayter. Yesh neder b'teich neder, v'ein shua b'teich shua. Now, the Mishnah is going to explain it. It's going to explain itself. You can have a double netter, but you cannot have a double shua. I'll explain the second part first. That's the easier one to explain. A guy swears that he won't eat cherries. And then he says again, he swears, second time, not to eat cherries. And then he eats cherries. How many laven is he over? One. Because once he swore not to eat cherries, he doesn't have the option anymore of eating or not eating. He's already bound by an oath not to eat cherries. So the second shua is meaningless. So therefore, he won't get two malkasim for eating cherries because the second one didn't count. Now the Gemara is going to explain later that the second one waits in the wings. It might kick in. We'll leave that for later. But at this point, he already has one ban. The second ban can't be chal.
That's not a shua.
It might be. I said the only reason it's not a shua shav is because it might kick in later.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not a shua shav. Exactly. That's what I was trying to avoid. The Gemara is going to talk about that later. But by neder, it says there are cases that a person can repeat the neder and it will work twice. Now, not every neder, because once the house is banned, it's banned. So how can they ban the house a second time? The house is banned. But there's a case where the Gemara is going to contrast Nether and Shua and show you that sometimes, and it's really not a regular case, that Nether could kick in twice and Shua cannot kick in twice.
We say a klal, love or love, b'shnei lavin. We have that klal. Sometimes we say that.
Right.
That's because there's no shackles on the first. love or beloved Shnila? Why is that?
Because the Torah gave two love. The Torah said five times not to eat shrutzim, not to eat bugs. Five times the Torah repeated it. If a person eats bugs and he's warned that you'll be over 5 lavin, he gets 5 sets of malchus. Because the Torah gave you 5 lavin. Because the Torah said, don't do it 5 times.
In this case, said, I'm not going to.
The Torah didn't say 5 times, don't break your word. The Torah said that once.
But he says 5 times.
So the second one can't work because it's already banned. You can't ban something that's banned. Because you don't have options. Remember, Lahara Lahitiv. Dvaroi. This is not Dvaroi anymore because he made a shvua. He's bound now by halacha not to eat the cherries. He has no choice in the matter. And therefore, shvua can't work. If the Torah would have repeated Layachal Dvaroi 5 times, he would have gotten 5 sets of malchus.
Didn't he say it totally before?
That's changing your mind. You can't.
No, he said it.
It's still one lie. You can't answer something that's answer.
He said not to eat the cherries, toast, and divorce twice.
He gets one love.
That's all?
Right, because it's answer. He didn't change his mind. Toast and divorce allows a person to change his mind. Let's say a person says, I want to make 2 shuvahs not to eat cherries. Only one is chal. Isn't that would be an interesting case. I never thought of it before. 2 shuas not to eat cherries.
This means that was not of the divorce.
Pastas, yes. Not a simple, we'll get there later in the Masechta, but pastas, yes. Certain ones, yes, certain ones, not. It's very involved. See, the question is, why does Taichad Dibur work? What's the source of Taichad Dibur? So, without spending too much time on it, simply put, again, I'm saying simply because this is a big subject matter, it's because people don't make up their minds till after they speak. Dr. Schwab would love that. Right? People speak before they make up their minds. They think after they speak. So there's an allowance of ability to change your mind within a certain limited, very limited time. How about things that are very important? Like saying Hari Abu Kadeshously to a woman. The Gemara brings that case. Or saying he loves this Avodah Zarah, he's going to serve it. That seems to be like crucial decisions. Do we say Tach Kedei Dibur by those crucial decisions or not? That's a big sugya later on going to come up. Others say that the Svar of Tach Kedei Dibur is the Rabbah. You think, I mean, again, I'm mentioning it, we'll talk about this much later. But the Rabbanim wanted a person to greet his Rebbe. He's in the middle of doing a transaction, he's talking, and his Rebbe is going to walk by. So in order to make sure the transaction is done right, he'll ignore his Rebbe and he won't greet him. We don't want that person to greet their Rebbe. So we allowed for the greeting of the Rebbe before the transaction is completed. But again, we'll talk about this. This is all going to be talked about later on. Okay, back to the Gemara. So yes, neder b'taych neder b'yavein shuah b'taych shuah. There are times, and again, a very limited time, that a person can do 2 nedarim, but he can never make 2 shuahs.
This is chamur neder shuah.
Maybe it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, but
no,
it could be. It could be, yes.
Adding that.
Okay, I'll agree. Right,
they could use this as a chamur.
Could be, because it's all very limited. It's not as wide as the other one. Ketzad. I'm a rainy Nazar and Michael, a rainy Nazar and Michael. A guy said he's going to become a Nazar if he eats cherries. Cherries are the food of choice today. And then he says again he'll be a Nazar if he eats cherries. And the Gemara will explain this case. Chayav HaKalachas V'yachas. V'alchaon, he ate cherries. He's Chayav 2 Naziris. He accepted Naziris on condition that he eats cherries. He said it twice. Right? He said it twice. So he has to keep 2 Naziris. One first time he said it'll be a Nazar for each cherries. Then again he said it'll be a Nazar for each cherries. So each one is obligating him to be a Nazar. Now, we have to discuss this case. What if the guy didn't make it as a condition? What if he said, I'll be a Nazar if I eat cherries? One time. And he ate cherries. Right? And then he ate cherries again. How many naziris did he chayev? Mashma from the Mishnah, he's only chayev one. Even though he ate cherries twice, and he said if he eats cherries, there'll be another. So the Ran speaks out that we view it as one long eating of cherries. But by saying Hareini Nazir twice, he makes each eating of cherries a different eating. That's what the Ran speaks out. If a guy says he's a Nazir and eats cherries, and he eats cherries at 2 o'clock and at 3 o'clock and at 4 o'clock, we consider it he ate cherries. So how many cherries he eats? The Ran compares it to a guy who eats pig, chazer. And they warn him, don't eat chazer. And he eats chazer at 2 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock, and at 4 o'clock. He only gets one malchus. But if they warn him, each time, he'll get separate malchus. The warning splits up the acts. So if they warn him at 2 o'clock not to eat pig, and he did, and then they warn him again at 3 o'clock, and he did, and at 4 o'clock, he did, he'll get three sets of malchus. If they didn't warn him, all eatings are considered one. Same for carbon. A guy, the shaygig, cooks on Shabbos five times, but never was aware that he cooked. Was not aware. He thought he was mutter to do whatever he did. He brings one carbon. But if there's an awareness in the middle, that awareness splits the act. So the same thing Duran says here. When is it considered multiple eating of cherries? When he said Hareini Nazir twice. But if he said Hareini Nazir once, we view all the eatings of cherries as one long eating.
Of Hareini Nazir came before any of these.
Correct.
Why is that? Why does it work? He said it twice.
Again, you want to know why it works? We'll see in the Gemara. Oh. We haven't explained that yet.
But the
Mishnah says it works. Now, why it works? Let's see the Gemara.
It's only in the case of the
Zeros? Only in the case of the Zeros. Correct. So it's a good kasha. Why does it say Nether when it only means the Zeros?
But the bottom line is, it's only
going to
work.
Correct. Simply put, yes.
If he says Hareini Nazir twice, without any stipulation, he has to be a Nazir twice, right?
That's going to be a discussion in the Gemara. That's why we're learning the Gemara.
What
if the guy said, no, he didn't say Emaichol. The Mishnah said Emaichol. Notice that the Mishnah said Emaichol. So the Rush is going to address it right away. So that's why we love to learn Rush. Not the Rush. Yes, Neder Batech Neder Mefarish the Benaziris Myri. Explains it's talking about only Naziris. Good God. The Yom Hareini Nazir Michael Chayv Naziris are called Dibur Bedibur. Zog the Rush. Ami Mati Lemisni. Don't Yom Hareini Nazir Beloy Achila. So the Rush answers your question right away. Just saying Hareini Nazir twice would make him a Nazir. And La'agav the boy Lemisni Gabeshu Achila. Since by Shul we had to say he swore not to do something, and we picked eating. So now the Rush explains. Why if a person swears not to eat twice, doesn't it work? Because he can't swear to eat after he swore not to eat. Remember we said, Lahar Elahetav. He has to have the option of going both ways. Once he swore not to eat cherries, he can't now swear to eat cherries because that would conflict with his previous oath. So therefore, he can't swear not to eat cherries a second time because every shul has to have the option of going both ways. Yes, now.
You don't have
Elachas.
That means the
Hareini
Nazir twice?
No, he's swearing on shul when he says, not by Nazir. By Nazir, he says, Chayiv HaKalachas Rachas, the Mishnah says. Fine, we will stop here. Mr. Shem, we will continue tomorrow. And everybody should have a wonderful, wonderful day. Baruch Moshe Yoram for this Sunday. Oh, I'm not going to be in town. I also have to get a substitute for Friday because I'll